The UN's Food and Agriculture Organization is turning some of its attention to the high seas. Disputes and challenges over international waters have long been the source of debate and controversy. But as research and data continue to stream in about ongoing and emerging threats to the world's oceans, concern is growing at all levels regarding ABNJ, areas beyond national jurisdiction. From the 17th to the 19th of February, high-level leaders from government and intergovernmental organizations will meet in Rome to discuss the issues. To give us more insight on what they will be discussing is Jeremy Turner, manager of the Common Oceans Program, which deals with ABNJ. He is with FAO's Fisheries and Aquaculture Department in Rome. Mr. Turner, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Sandra.
The meeting will bring together experts and decision makers from around the world who are important players in affecting the policies we rely on to ensure that our oceans are managed well. Of course, water-related priorities change from country to country, region to region. What is FAO identifying as the most pressing issues or emerging issues that need to be addressed now?
Yeah, within the Fisheries Department here in FAO, I think one of the big concerns that we have is about the health of our oceans, which provide us with so many livelihoods. The oceans provide us with highly nutritious food, with fish and seafood, and they also provide us with a lot of employment. And yet, paradoxically, it's the catching of that same fish which constitutes one of the major threats to the ocean's fragile ecosystems, simply by virtue of the damage that some of those fishing practices inflict on the ocean's environment. So what we have here is, in a sense, the danger that we are killing the goose that lays the golden egg.
And FAO is a champion of blue growth initiatives, which are seen as something of a solution towards sustainable management of the world's water resources. How do areas beyond international jurisdiction and their related issues affect the potential of the blue economy?
They're all interconnected. Blue growth can't be achieved if we don't properly address the challenges of the ABNJ. Blue growth addresses all three pillars of development: economic and environmental and social development. And as such, it's a powerful tool for defining the complete sustainability problem. But if any single pillar is weak, then the system as a whole is not sustainable. So without the careful management of the marine areas beyond national jurisdiction, blue growth initiatives can never really hope to achieve their full potential.
So what do you think are the main challenges?
We can't manage or protect the ABNJ without the necessary legal frameworks. Fortunately, we do have those frameworks, but what is really missing is the necessary political will to ensure their implementation, both globally and regionally. And that's the main stumbling block to achieve the sustainable management of these areas. But there is hope. It's not all bad news. I mean, we have something called the Regional Fisheries Management Organizations, the RFMOs, and they have the mandate to manage the fisheries in our oceans, and they are getting stronger. They are becoming more effective. The countries that are members of these organizations have dramatically improved their capacities in recent years. And over the past 10 to 20 years, the institutional capacities of the developing country members has become much stronger. And as a result, many of these countries are better prepared and able to participate effectively in these international fora. They're able to bring their concerns to the negotiating table. So there is evidence for some political will, but we need much more.
What happens if we don't overcome these challenges?
Yes, okay. Well, look, if we don't move forward, then we can expect a future in which major fisheries will face serious declines with serious consequences on national economies and on the fishing industry. We might see negative impacts on livelihoods in fishing communities in many countries, both rich countries and poor countries. Global food security will be threatened. And there will be harmful consequences for global biodiversity priorities, both for the species and the habitats that depend on good ABNJ management. So, putting it simply, we can't achieve sustainability of global fisheries and their ecosystems without addressing these ABNJ challenges.
What do you expect to come from the meeting?
The meeting is about bringing together a group of influential people all working on oceans issues, but working in different sectors, for example, from fishing, from shipping, from mineral mining on the ocean seabed. And they're all working in different angles, different perspectives. For example, we've got government, non-government, legal people, policy people, academia. industry, of course, and it's pretty rare for such a large group to come together and exchange their expertise and knowledge and experience. So that in itself is something of an achievement. What they're trying to do during this meeting is identify the knowledge gaps and the capacity needs that are needed to bring about effective management of fisheries and biodiversity conservation in the ABNJ. Secondly, they'll be investigating options for improved information sharing across the sectors, and they'll be sharing and exchanging their experiences in these various sectors which are relevant to the management of the fisheries and conservation of biodiversity in the ABNJ. All in all, we're hoping to hear what the fisheries in the ABNJ can learn from the shipping sector or the seabed and mining sectors in order really just to make fisheries management in the ABNJ more effective than it is at the moment.
Mr. Turner, thank you.
And thank you very much, Sandra.